True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll never get an argument from me, Jimmy, on playing this theme song. Is this because it's Sydney Sweeney's birthday?
You know it.
Yeah, she was in season one of White Lotus.
This is season one intro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, I understood that this was the White Lotus theme, and it's Sydney Sweeney's birthday, and she was in season one of White Lotus. She's 28. You know who's 31 today? Drewski.
Who's that?
I cannot get enough of Drewski. I can't get enough of him. He might be the funniest guy on the internet. That like, you realize the enormity of that statement? I think he's the funniest guy on the internet.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with whiteface.
That was, I mean, like tears down my face, crying funny.
Drewski's
that was
a funny
unbelievable.
Dude.
When the black guys walked by him, it was unbelievable. It was, he is unbelievable.
You lost, boy.
Oh my God. I would love to give that to DBJ. Didn't you have him on the pivot and you were off that day?
Yeah, I did. But he was at the Fanatics Fan Fest last year when we were there.
We've met him.
He is just he's one of them dudes that, like, it's not a performance. Every aspect of his life is funny. Everything he does is hilarious.
Oh my God, does he make me laugh? Like, he doesn't miss. That's the that's the amazing part to me. Drewski does not miss. Neither does Sydney Sweeney, by the way. Happy birthday to her. But Drewski also does not miss.
We were in some VIP lounge and with a straight face, like, they were bringing around macaroons. And he was asked, like, he was doing the race jokes, but the lady was just a random server. She didn't know what's going on. She just, you have any bacon? Bacon macaroon? No bacon. Watermelon macaroon? And I was just, we're all dying laughing. And it's just hilarious, man.
Oh my God, does he make me laugh. Other celebrity birthdays today. Andrew Luck is 36. Yao Ming. Want to guess how old Yao Ming is?
Yao Ming got to be 60.
45.
his knees are 274 years old.
Yeah. Yao Ming metabolically, is 45?
Metabolically, his knees are.
Two Chainz. A lot of scale.
Want to guess how old Two Chainz is?
Two Chainz. He's around my age, 43.
48.
Wow. That's crazy.
48. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour because we have a lot of stuff that's going on. I was just watching some video during the commercial break on Twitter, Omar Kelly, some other Dolphins reporters, they were asking Tyreek about not having caught a pass for longer than 30 yards in a calendar year. And Omar says, like, why is that? And Tyreek says, he goes, man, you're looking to piss me off today, huh? And Omar's like, no, I'm just asking. Like, you've got the speed. Are the throws not there? And, you know, Tyreek's not biting on that. So he just starts laughing. And, you know, but yes, they, anything that you think they know may not know, they know. They know that this is.
Yeah.
There has to be deep attempts. Not telling you they'll connect. There will be deep attempts. They will be down the sidelines. If I'm Tyreek, I'm only running down the sidelines all game long. I don't care what the play calls for. I'm just going to take off on every snap and run down the sideline.
You know what? Gino early in the week said, he was like, you have to take a shot early. If that's the book on you, you have to take a shot early.
Have to. You give such an advantage to the defense if they know you're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Double move, post corner, they have to do something to stretch out the safeties and corners, because if not, that little short game is not going to be worth a damn.
Anyway, quick look here at the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Just a couple more things on the Dolphins game. So the Dolphins posted yesterday at 7:21 p.m. on social media that the game Sunday will be a whiteout. They're going to wear all white. They let us know that on Wednesday. But yesterday, 7:21 p.m., asking fans to tell other fans, hey, wear all white on Sunday. I'm cool with the whiteout. Like, I think that's a cool idea, and I know why the Dolphins wear white in September and in October. It's hot. They want the advantage.
And it forces the other team to wear the dark colors.
Correct.
Right? If you wear all white, then the other team's forced to wear dark colors.
Yep.
Correct. But a little late, no, on the messaging? Like Thursday at 7:20? Like, hey, everybody wear white on Sunday. I don't know. It's a little bizarre.
You've put your outfit out for Sunday already? You've played your outfits out for the weekend?
Just a little late. Little late.
I'm going to kill him on Sunday.
Would you put out some short sets for the weekend?
I'm going to kill him on Sunday, huh?
I mean, I had my Aqua Merino jersey ready to go, and now what? And I got to put on the Tua number one white? I mean, come on.
You lay out your outfits for the week on Sunday night?
I do.
Have the whole week planned?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Hope not with what you wear.
Rocking the old school Ryan McGuire era 560 QAM t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill him with the Daisy Dukes.
Valentina, you're not going to believe it. They switched Sunday to a whiteout.
Just bizarre. I mean, I don't know. Like, plan this ahead of time. Give me 3 days only.
How much advance notice do you need?
3 days.
I mean, well, honestly, I mean, either commit. No joke. Commit to this early. Or don't commit to it at all. Don't halfway through the week say, hey, Sunday, by the way, we're wearing white. Like, you gotta plan. You gotta prepare for things like that. If not, half the stadium's wearing white. The other half
isn't.
You really
think that there's a chance there's going to be a whiteout at Dolphin Stadium? I mean, these are football stadiums. It's not it's not like a basketball arena. Like, you think you're going to notice? Like, I mean, this isn't OKC. It's not like a basketball game with the Thunder.
Which stat is more important? Tua Tagovailoa, 7-0, all time as a starter against the Patriots.
Ooh.
Or the Miami Dolphins as a team, 0-2 against the now Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel.
I'm going to go with the Tua stat.
Tua stat. Mike Vrabel doesn't have Derrick Henry anymore.
Right, but doesn't it matter? I don't think that's when they lost him. But doesn't it matter that it's a different head coach Tua's playing against? I mean, he's 7-0 all time, but it was a Bill Belichick coach team, and I forgot their head coach last season. But it doesn't that matter? Like, it's a different type of team that he's facing today.
Yeah, but Mike Vrabel has a different team too.
Yeah, it's all – I would say Mike Vrabel – what was it, Jared Mayo?
Yeah, Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo. Yeah, so – but he – yeah, Vrabel's a better head coach than Gerard Mayo, but yeah, this is It's a toss up.
It's a great tackle. Jesus, we have a wide receiver who can't get to 30 yard pass, and this guy's complaining about a whiteout on Sunday.
Set up my clothes.
Just saying, you're gonna plan it properly. I'm asking for.
Hey, what were you planning on wearing to 1 o'clock? I think it's still officially summer. What were you gonna wear Sunday at 1 o'clock? All black?
I'm just saying, don't half ass the whiteout. That's all I'm asking for. I don't think it's a hard ask. Like, if you're gonna do a whiteout, why not plan it a long time before? Like, let people know, release a calendar. Hey, we're doing this.
Let people know 3 months in advance what you'd like them to wear.
I think they should. June. It seems lazy. In the middle of the week, we're going to go, oh, by the way, we want everybody to wear white.
I actually think it seems more ridiculous to let people know super early what you want them to wear later in the weekend.
Yeah. You're not a stadium
June.
Guy. You're not a stadium guy.
You want them to tell you in June what to wear.
Other teams release a calendar. Hey, this day we're doing, you know, Hispanic Heritage Month. This day we're doing this. The Dolphins do that as well.
This is... a promotional day.
Based
on what their uniforms are. They hadn't picked what they were going to wear.
They don't release their uniform schedule.
Nobody does a uniform schedule in any sport. Okay. They do promotional days.
Some teams do.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Uniform schedule?
It's just wrong what you're saying. Yeah. The Miami Heat, you could literally look up what uniform they'll be wearing every single game.
I'm not talking about what uniform they'll be wearing. You're telling me the Heat have announced already what nights they want you to wear all red. And what nights they want you to be white hot.
100%.
Yeah, where can I get that calendar?
I'll send it to you.
I'm full of crap.
All right, couple NFL notes. Brock Purdy has turf toe. So how about this? Mac Jones will start for the 49ers.
What is turf toe, weekend Crowder? I see this all the time. Yeah, People say it's the most painful thing ever. What is turf toe?
It's something with the ligaments in the toe. I'm not going to be like Solana and lie. I don't know exactly what it is. I just know it ruined O.J. McDuffie and Deion Sanders' careers.
Yeah. Because it sounds no big deal, turf toe. But it's a career ender sometimes.
I'll tell you, them feet, man. I told you the worst. All the surgeries I had, the thumbs repaired, the shoulders dislocated. That damn Liz Frank, that midfoot sprain was my most painful injury. All your weight down on them, and on the footsies. And I'm pre-diabetic. Come on, man.
Yeah, look out.
What do if you get turf toe? You do like physical therapy or you do surgery?
It's the craziest thing. I don't know. Remember who had it? It might have been Jeremiah Bell, one of them safeties, maybe Naldo Hill. But it's weird to do rehab on a toe because, like, it's just somebody playing with your foot all day. But I heard it hurts. I never had turf toe, but I heard it hurts like hell.
I almost did that at the mall today. And they got the little reflexology foot massage. I almost paid $20 for 10 minutes.
Oh, Hawk, I thought you said you were about to play with somebody's foot at the mall. I said, bro, don't do that. You messed the show up.
I love a little foot massage.
Nobody wants to rub them little seal paws of yours.
Sure they do. Give them enough money. They love it. But I peek so into these weird places. I see who's doing it. I don't like men rubbing on my feet.
Right. Right. It's bizarre to me. You go to like an all-inclusive resort in Cancun, and if you purchase, you know, some of these resorts, if you purchase like the bed outside next to the pool, it comes with a free foot massage. Why do I want somebody to like come moisturize their hands and start rubbing my feet? It's just
Oh, do I love a weird foot massage?
You make eye contact.
You don't get massages.
Yeah, but there's a difference. There's a difference between somebody like rubbing your shoulders and doing the on your back, and then all they're doing is massaging your feet. It's just
it's called
a weird
foot
thing.
Massage.
I don't want. Right. I don't want somebody to rub my feet.
You let me tell you something. If I order a foot massage and some guy's got his hands up at my thighs and back, I'm calling security.
You would rather
lay naked on your stomach than get your feet rubbed?
Yeah. Like, I'd rather have the full body massage than just have a foot massage.
All right, Deshaun.
I don't know where you're going, Robert Kraft, but it's different with me. I can myself go to different resorts.
You make eye contact when they're rubbing your feet?
Excuse me, I thought you'd kiss me at some point. You're up very close to me.
You want some sugar, Hawk? What is this? This massage don't come with no sugar.
Hawk, you know what I do feel like I missed out on?
Like humans. Slunner, you talk to them like humans. Somebody brings you a drink. Hey, how you doing, man? I'm good. Thank you so much. Hey, good. Okay.
Is that my internet that's cutting out? Because I can't hear anything he's saying.
No, it's Crowder's bogus internet in Davie.
You got to reconnect to Delphia. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, but Hawk, you know what I do feel like I missed out on? Like a vital part of, I wouldn't say American culture, just like adult culture from years ago. Like shoe shining places where men would wear their leather boots.
Yeah.
But like, you know how coffee shops nowadays, I don't know, or Barnes and Noble is like a place to go discuss ideas. Now we do it on the internet. But back in the day, I was watching this documentary where that's where you went to find out information. The shoe shiner just knew things.
Yep. That was the guy. The shoe shine guy knew everything. Problem is I never wore loafers. Like I had my stride rights on. I couldn't get my stride rights shined.
I feel like I missed out on like a vital part of like Americana.
That is a throwback to Americana of another
day. You're at the airport. You've got 20 minutes before your flight or whatever, an hour before your flight. You're not going to the Centurion Lounge. You're going to go get your shoes shined.
That's true. That's true. You're not lying. Smoke a cigarette.
Right. Read the Herald, rip a heater, and talk to Adolfo, who's shining your shoes with a little spit shine.
A little choppy there, Crowder. Your video's a little choppy.
I'm still chopped?
Yeah, you're all right.
All right. Your weather, it's still raining. Parts of South Florida are dealing with some flooding as well, I just saw on Twitter. So drive safely, everybody.
We're going to make some picks in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'd like to officially go on record. I am wearing underwear today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jimmy, fire off the big open here. We're going to pick some winners for the weekend.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
They will always say you can't until you can.
Just win, baby.
After we win a game, you guys will look me in the eye, and if we lose, don't look at me.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
At the end of the day, football is all about winning. Win playoff games and, you know, continue to build from there, man.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We're trying to win it all. Not, I know why we're playing football.
Oh, yeah. Let's pick some winners.
Fuck it. Send it in.
Send it in. Let's pick some winners. Now, we're going to do it using the Hard Rock Bet app as of right now, 4:33 on Friday, because the lines change. So I want to make sure we're all in agreement. So what were the results last week? Jimmy and I both went 1-1-1.
Yeah, you guys went 1-1-1, and Crowder and I both went 1-2. So, Hawk, Jimmy, you are tied right now.
All right. This is for a big prize at the end. No one agreed to what it was, but it's for a big prize. Oh, no.
I told you guys.
It's a $50 Olive Garden gift card.
I didn't specify the amount, but an Olive Garden gift card and a t-shirt to for Funky Buddha Brewery, a Funky Buddha t-shirt.
Wow. All right.
That is pending approval. That's pending approval from Ryan, who I haven't texted yet, but I'm sure I can make that happen.
I'll throw in a variety pack of Pivot energy drink.
All right.
All right. Well, I got a Bonvoy pillow.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
I mean, this is a potpourri of prizes. All right. Here's my three games that I have researched heavily. I like the Bengals laying 3 points against Jacksonville. I know they eked one out last weekend, but I think the Bengals start quickly this year so that they don't get caught like last season. I like the Bears +6 at Detroit. It's a big game for Ben Johnson. And I know Detroit, they don't want to start out 0-2. And I'm not necessarily certain that Chicago will win outright, but I do believe the Bears will be able to keep it close. So I'm going to take the Bears plus the points in Detroit. And then finally, I like the Denver Broncos. Oh, it was one earlier. Now it's 1.5.
Laying 1.5
against the Indianapolis Colts, who destroyed our Dolphins. I think the Colts will be coming back to earth in week 2 at the hands of the visiting Denver Broncos. So Broncos -1.5. Crowder, what three games are you picking?
I am picking the Philadelphia Eagles -1. Is that still the line?
Let's see here.
Yes. -1 at KC.
Yeah.
Okay. I just watched them bash their mouth in the last time they played. I watched the Chargers beat Kansas City. Why would I think they're going to go and beat the Philadelphia Eagles, who are built
like
the same? I do have these in on the Hard Rock Bet app.
So you think Mahomes is going to start 0-2?
Yes.
I do.
Yes. Okay. Philly -1. Bro, Philly, and you watch Philly. I like Dallas at home laying 5.5 versus the Giants. I think the Giants are terrible. They scored 6 points in the first game, and I don't think they're going to get much better than that offensively. And the Dallas Cowboys, they protect Dak, and the only strength that the Giants have is their front four, and they didn't cause any pressure last week, and they scored 6. You can't stop them from scoring, and you can't score. I'd lay 10 on this game.
Well, it's down to 5. Good news for you. It's not 5.5. It's down to Dallas -5. So you're only giving 5 now.
And, Hawk, I got to go head-to-head. I told Solana I have 4 games, because just in case somebody picked one that, you know, and I'd go a different way. But since you picked the Bears +6, I'm going Detroit -6 at home.
At home.
And now they've seen Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams. And Detroit, everybody's questioning them. Oh, well, yeah, they're not going to go 0-2. And I think they beat the hell out of Chicago because they have pride. And Dan Campbell, Man Campbell, is about to crank this thing up week 2.
All right. Jimmy, give us your 3 picks for the NFL slate on Sunday?
I'm with Crowder. Lions -3. I mean, -6.
Fair enough.
And I have the Eagles at -1 against the Chiefs. And
man,
I have,
he's riding with Crowder this whole way.
I have the Raiders +3 against the Chargers.
Monday Night Football, one of the doubleheaders.
Interesting. All right. Betting against like OG.
I don't like that one, Jimmy. I don't like that last one, Jimmy. But do your thing.
Raiders +3. That's the late game Monday night. And Solana, what are your three games?
I kind of like that, Jimmy. It's not one of my picks, but I do like that. All right. Cleveland is a – it was 11.5. I think it's a 12-point dog now, which I'm taking this. I'm taking Cleveland on the road to cover. I told you guys, Cleveland, they're going to stink, but I don't think they're going to stink as bad, and they look pretty good against the Bengals.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for their bum kicker, doesn't really help my kicking argument, they probably win that game. I have them covering 12 points. I had it at 11.5. I'll take the extra half point. I have them covering 12 points on the road in Baltimore. The last time Dak Prescott lost to the New York Giants, Game of Thrones hadn't released the two worst seasons in television history yet. I wasn't even working in radio yet. I was probably still missing classes at FIU. Cowboys -5 at home over the G-Men.
All right. That's the third person who's picked that, right?
Yeah. We're all riding high with Jerry Jones' team.
Giants are terrible.
Sunday Night Football, Vikings. Why are the Vikings on Sunday Night Football? Why are they on primetime twice in a row when you have Chiefs-Eagles sitting at 425? I don't get it. But Vikings, 3-point favorites at home over the Falcons. I don't understand this love affair with the Falcons. They can hang with the Bucks, fine. But on the road, they're going to hang with the best salad in the NFL and Andrew Van Ginkle. I mean, are you effing kidding me? I've got the Vikes at home, purple people eaters covering 3 points over the Birds.
Fellas, y'all got on me. That fourth quarter for J.J. McCarthy, I don't think that's J.J. McCarthy. Three quarters of garbage, one quarter of quality. And y'all are going with the one quarter of quality. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is that.
All right, well, there you go. There's our picks for the weekend. We're going to take a break here, and we'll come back. We'll continue getting you ready for Canes USF tomorrow and Dolphins Patriots on Sunday as we rapidly approach the weekend on this Football Friday. So we'll take a quick break. Do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here is the official Miami Dolphins injury report heading into game two against New England. And we heard from Mike McDaniel earlier today, so none of this is going to be a surprise. But officially out for Sunday, Storm Duck, Austin Jackson, Benito Jones, and Darren Waller. They are all officially out. Doubtful for Sunday. Doubtful, Ethan Bonner and Jalen Wright. Questionable, Ashton Davis. And Jalen Waddle was on the injury report, but he is playing on Sunday. Christian Gonzalez out for the Patriots. We talked about that earlier. So, you know, again, it you know, none of this is a surprise because we knew earlier, but it is a little disheartening by game two to have four players who you expected to be playing out and two others questionable, two others doubtful, and another questionable. That's a lot of injuries at the beginning of the season.
Just thinking about it, Hawk, last time I remember playing Stephon Diggs. He had three touchdowns on us, and it was on Kader Kohu. And now it's going to be on who? Who's covering
Jack
him?
Jack Jones.
Who?
Jack Jones.
I just know Austin Jackson's out. We had problems protecting Tua, three sacks in the first half. I'll say this, though. These are non-playoff teams. So Solana kind of brought it up, too. You should be able to compete with the Patriots right now. The Buffalo Bills might whoop your butt here on Thursday, but you should be able to compete with the Patriots.
If we reseeded the AFC East, because I think we all had different seedings before the season started, if we reseeded it, it would be Buffalo, the Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, or Dolphins, Patriots? I mean, I guess we'll find out on Sunday. But I think we all agree that the Jets showed a little more in week one than either New England or the Dolphins.
Yep. And it would be Patriots, Jets, because the Patriots offense didn't cook. But Drake May looked better than Tua looked, I'll tell you that much.
Everybody looked better than Tua. Everybody looked better than the Dolphins. There wasn't a single team that got laughed at more after week one than the Miami Dolphins, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, they were the national laughingstock. They were more than the Giants, because the Giants didn't score a lot. Dolphins looked inept, embarrassingly inept.
Well, they made Daniel Jones look like a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. I think that's what was more surprising. Everybody thinks Daniel Jones sucks. Everybody hates watching Daniel Jones, and here he comes. And he puts up Joe Montana-esque numbers against the Miami Dolphins. And you're saying, what? They let Daniel Jones do that? How?
I'm looking at props right now on Hard Rock for interceptions. Jack Jones interception, plus 575. Melifonwu, plus 800. Minka, plus 800. I mean, they're going to throw the ball a lot. Just based on what you saw Daniel Jones do, you're going to throw the ball a lot. I think
week one, Drake May threw it 40-something times. They were slinging 40, it already, and 46, you got
46.
I times. Like interception props. I'm not talking pick sixes here, which is what I did last week. I'm talking just an INT. Now let me look at the pick sixes. Hold on a second.
Man, listen, he threw it 46 times before watching what the Dolphins did against the pass. Yeah, 40. Hawk, you're going to have 40-plus attempts to get the interception.
I don't know. I'm going to bet some interception props. Oh, Mac Hollins is on the Patriots? I didn't know that.
Bet his overs.
Mac Hollins plus 650 to score a touchdown.
Yeah, not that over. Maybe yards.
See here. Are there any Mac Hollins props for receiving? There are not.
Who's going to be covering him? Jimmy? I don't know. Who's left?
He'll score every time. Thin.
It is thin. He might score every time anyway. It doesn't even matter if you're out there.
Got you, Jimmy. Stay inside out. Press the sideline.
Sideline upside down. All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll give you the headlines for this 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a football Friday as we head into the weekend. Big weekend of football with the Canes, the Shula Bowl, UF and LSU, and Dolphins Patriots on Sunday. So don't go anywhere. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.